You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Tiana. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you calling from a safe location?
Kind of, yeah.
Can I have your first and last name?
Yasmin, J-A-S-M-I-N, Lawler, L-A-W-L-E-R.
And what's a good callback number for today's service?
970-485-8253.
Okay, would you like to receive text messages with the status of your service today?
Yes.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And do you have that policy number?
Yeah. It's on my phone. Where's that located at exactly on the insurance card?
It should be on your policy. It should say member ID or policy number.
Okay. There it is. Okay. 4-0.
The last three numbers were 480.
It's 8940 are the last four.
Okay, give me 1 second while I search that policy. Okay, can you verify the address on the policy?
104 Southwest 49th Street, Loveland, 80537.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about today?
It's the Cadillac 96. I don't know the SLS or something like that. Seville, or yeah.
Cadillac Seville?
Yeah, Seville. I don't know how to pronounce it.
What color is the vehicle?
Dark blue, navy blue, whatever.
And what issue are you having with the vehicle today?
A blue tire, and it's overheating, so I think a hose broke or something like that. I need to get it towed home.
Okay, which tire is flat on the vehicle?
The back passenger side.
And will it shift into neutral?
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. And also, are you needing to ride with the provider?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so once I get you mapped and located, I can ask the provider if you're able to ride with them. We do have to let you know that transportation isn't guaranteed due to COVID, okay? So for any reason okay. they say you're not able to ride, we will let you know.
Okay.
Okay, so we do have to ask a few more questions for the driver. You said it does shift into neutral. Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
I believe it's an all-wheel drive.
Okay, and is the service the result of an accident?
No.
Okay. And you do have the keys on scene? And you do have the keys on scene with you?
Yes, sir. It's a yes, sir.
And where is the vehicle currently located?
I'm on I-66, west of the highway, west of the highway, the I-25.
Okay, are you near an exit or anything?
I'm by the highway, the I-66 exit. Longmont, I believe. I think it's Longmont exit.
Okay, what we're going to have to do here is send you a text. In the text, you would just click on that link. And it'll give you two numbers, a latitude and a longitude, and we can get your precise location with those two numbers.
Okay. It's not working.
What does it say?
It's saying this site can't ask for your permission. So if any bubbles or overlays from other apps. Okay, let's see.
You do have to make sure the location services are on your device as well.
Okay, I don't know how. Oh my god, I'm not good at this.
What type of phone do you have?
It's a Motorola Stylo 4, I think. Settings. Location. Yeah, my location says it's on. Yeah, I have it on.
Okay, do you have maps or Google Maps on your device?
Yes.
Open that, and that should tell you exactly where you are as well. One second.
I think I'm just in a dead spot.
Okay, one second.
Location is below. Use your camera to calibrate and improve your location accuracy. Allow Maps to take a picture and record.
What? Okay, you say you're on Interstate 66. And what city and state are you located in?
Longmont, I guess. It'd be Longmont, Colorado.
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm just off I-66, and it's right next to the highway exit. I don't know how to... You can't miss me once you come off... If you, especially if you come off the highway,
well,
you
the
go west,
normally,
I'm right there.
The provider normally asks for your latitude and longitude so we can get your exact location. Of course, we're
yeah,
not
and it's
in
not
that
right
area,
here yet,
so... We have to be able to describe to them and give them something to locate you besides just saying where you are.
Yeah, and my phone's not letting me do that. I don't know what to do.
I'm trying to find an alternative way to find you, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please.
Yeah. I know I tried everything I could on my phone.
What's the last exit you passed?
It's Longmont. Mead would have been the one before that.
I'm sorry, which one would have been the one before that?
Mead.
Mead?
Yeah, M-E-A-D. It's sharing my location. I don't know if that helps. Real time? It's to share your real time location.
Do you see any mile markers or anything?
No, I mean, the road ahead of me is County Road 7.
Okay.
County Road 3. Same thing. It's got my location, it's sharing my location on my phone.
Try to send you the text one more time.
Yeah, I must be in a dead spot. It is not allowing me to do any of this.
And you said County Road 7 is ahead of you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
my location thing on my phone is saying need.
Is that address in need or what?
It doesn't. It just says need. Can't even click on it or nothing. It's weird.
Are you on Google Maps?
Yes. It says anyone with this link will be able to see your name, photo, and real-time location. Okay,
give me 1 second, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, there we go. Now I got it going. Let's see. Let's turn it on. Thank you. Okay. Now it's sharing it.
Okay, you said you see County Road 7 near you off of
yes.
Highway 66. Where, like, where is, how close are you to that, to the road?
Very close. Like, really close. Maybe 10 car spaces or something.
Let me just map you here. 1 second. Okay, and what's the address you're wanting the vehicle towed to?
My home address. 104 South West 49th Street.
Okay, so I'm showing that you are covered for $50 as far as your towing. I will go ahead and reach out to a provider to get the service set up for you, and they will let me know if the service exceeds that $50 cost. If so, then you would have to pay the remaining balance out of pocket.
Okay.
But I will call them and ask, and I'll give you a call right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll speak with you shortly. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.